Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine's party said Sunday that it was preparing to challenge President Yoweri Museveni's election victory and condemned what it called the house arrest of Wine and his wife. A spokesman for Wine's National Unity Party, or NUP, said they had evidence of ballot stuffing and other forms of malpractice and planned to use it to challenge the election. On Saturday, the Electoral Commission declared Museveni the winner of Thursday's vote, with final counts showing the president won 59% of votes to Wine's 35%. Museveni is 76 years old and is one of Africa's longest-serving leaders. He's been in power since 1986. After he was declared winner, he said that the election may turn out to be the most cheating-free in Uganda's history. And he added that his government would deal decisively with anyone who disrupted peace in the country. Meantime, Wine's party said the opposition leader and his wife are unable to leave their home, which it said is surrounded by soldiers and police who were blocking members of his party and journalists from entering. On Saturday, a military spokesman told Reuters that security officers at Wine's house were assessing threats he could face and might be preventing him from leaving for his own safety. In the United States, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will resign her Senate seat on Monday, 2 days before she and President-elect Joe Biden are inaugurated. Aides to the California Democrat confirmed the timing and said Governor Gavin Newsom was aware of her decision, clearing the way for him to appoint fellow Democrat Alex Padilla, now California's Secretary of State, to serve the final 2 years of Harris's term. For more on this, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News, and here are some of the top stories related to the global coronavirus pandemic. Britain's government hopes to ease some lockdown restrictions in March as it presses ahead with Europe's fastest rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said Sunday, the country, which also has Europe's highest COVID-19 death toll, has been under national lockdown since January 5th, with schools closed for most pupils, non-essential businesses shut, and people ordered to work from home where possible. India's COVID-19 vaccination drive hit a bump on the first day due to glitches in an app called Cowin. It's being used to coordinate the campaign. That's according to several officials involved in the immunization program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched what his government has described as the world's largest vaccination program on Saturday to rein in, which has reported the second highest number of cases after the United States. Worry simmered in mainland China about a potential fresh wave of coronavirus cases ahead of the Lunar New Year next month, as authorities on Sunday reported 109 new COVID-19 cases, most of them in the province surrounding Beijing. Though the January 6 tally of new cases was less than the previous day's 130, China has in the past week seen the number of daily cases jump to over 10-month high. Lebanon's caretaker health minister signed a final deal on Sunday to secure 2.1 million doses of Pfizer's BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine as that country battles a steep rise in infections. The vaccines are expected to arrive in batches starting February. That's what the ministry said in a statement. And the second batch of Russia's Sputnik V corona vaccine arrived in Argentina on Saturday, allowing the South American country to apply the second part of the two-dose program aimed at inoculating frontline workers. Some 300,000 doses of the vaccine arrived from Moscow on a special flight of Argentina's flag carrier airline. Gunmen shot dead two Afghan women judges working for the Supreme Court in an early morning ambush in the country's capital Sunday, officials said, as a wave of assassinations continues to rattle the nation. Violence has surged across Afghanistan in recent months, despite ongoing peace talks between the Taliban and the government. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
And more. VOA 1.